With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. House is about to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Today's planned vote is expected to be deeply partisan. House Republicans say Mayorkas has refused to comply with immigration laws, resulting in a record surge of immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, and that he has breached the public trust by his actions and comments. Democrats say the allegations are not true and are hardly grounds for impeachment. Record numbers of people have been arriving at the southern border, and they come from countries around the world. Many migrants are claiming asylum and are being conditionally released into the U.S., arriving in cities that are not equipped to provide housing and other services. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a federal appeals court panel has ruled former President Trump can face trial on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
In a legal setback for Trump, the judges rejected his claim that he's immune from actions taken while in the White House. The federal appeals court panel ruled that the former president can be prosecuted for his role in the run-up to the January 6th Capitol riot. A Trump campaign spokesman responded by saying a president would not be able to properly function without complete immunity and that Trump will appeal.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. In Pontiac, the jury has reached a verdict in the manslaughter trial of the Michigan school shooter's mother. Jennifer Crumley, charged with involuntary manslaughter, she's accused of failing to safely secure a gun at home and ignoring the mental health needs of her son. Ethan Crumley shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The verdict, not yet announced. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 95 points, but the NASDAQ is down 28. This is SRN News. A British pastor convicted of violating abortion clinic buffer zones.
Stephen Green faces probation and a fine of about $3,000 for silently standing outside a London clinic holding a sign that said, quote, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb," from Psalm 139. The presiding judge admitted that Green did nothing violent, but added, quote, "The extract of the psalm mentioning my mother's womb was an act of protest against abortion. There were less controversial verses you could have chosen." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on ballot, well, exceeded the number of signatures that were needed. Many moms and dads are seeking alternatives to public classrooms. That's due to disputes over the LGBT agenda and political issues. This is SRN News. A whole lot of people are working behind the scenes to make the upcoming Super Bowl super secure.
It's already game time for federal, state, and local officials amid warnings of counterfeit goods, human trafficking, and illegal drones at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Those security experts are already in the midst of what has turned out to be a very busy week. The FAA has declared the airspace around Allegiant Stadium next Sunday a no-drone zone, with authorities insisting that prohibition on those eyes in the sky will be strictly enforced. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this late word, in Pontiac, Michigan, the manslaughter trial of the school shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumley, she is charged with involuntary manslaughter and has been found guilty. She's accused of failing to safely secure a gun at home and ignoring the mental health needs of her son. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.